the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. This and other great health talk shows at RadioMD.com. Here are Joe Galewski and Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
And you're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. I'm Dr. Mike Roizen. Joe Galewski isn't here. In the second half hour of this hour, Arthur Perry on the YouBeauty.com segment. We're going to talk about the rising problem of wrinkle filler complications. You know, the wrinkle fillers that are used in face and for, if you will, sagging areas. There are a new set of complications. We're going to learn from Dr. Perry whether this is due to the filler material, and that's what you have to pay attention to, or just due to the technical error of the person putting the filler in, and what you should do about that. Also, wonderful, he's got toxic toilet paper, the wet wraps, if you will, and having a sense of contact dermatitis, that's an allergy that your skin resolves in a very bad place. So those are the two stories that Dr. Perry will be highlighting tonight at 1:30. If you didn't hear it, we also had a great story on sugar being a problem for mice and men. The mice, well, this is a interesting study. They gave the equivalent of 3 12-ounce cans of sugared soda to mice. So it's less than, you know, it's a couple drops for the mice. They're much smaller. And what happened? Well, the female mice died sooner, and the male mice both had complications, and they weren't as fertile. That is, they didn't get their female mouse partner because the female mouse partner chooses her male based on his virility, partially his ability to defend his little territory, and other mice were invading the territory of the mice who had too high a blood sugar from the blood sugar, if you will, from the soda. So it's the blood sugar that affected these mice, both female and males. On human studies, it was a blood sugar in diabetics that increased their risk of mental dysfunction. If you had 190 average blood sugar versus 160, a increased risk of mental dysfunction of 40%+. Blood sugar in the non-diabetics, 115 on an average, still in the normal range, a 25% greater risk of mental dysfunction over a 10-year period from age 65 to 75 compared to a blood sugar of 100. So in both cases, keeping your blood sugar low, the key, getting a little healthy fat and not having simple sugars, added syrups, or simple carbohydrates. Those are things that increase your blood sugar. Another one of the top medical news stories of the week was the limit on consumer costs was delayed in by President Obama's administration. That is, President Obama's administration has delayed for at least a year a consumer protection in the law that limits how much you would have to spend on your own health care. Written into the law was a limit of $6,350 for an individual, $12,700 for a family, your total expenditures out of pocket. And why is this important? Because the leading cause, believe it or not, the leading cause of bankruptcy in America, personal bankruptcy, is medical costs. So these provisions were written in, and a lot of people supported the bill. You know, this was a coalition to support the bill. A lot of people supported the bill because these limits. Well, the insurance companies say we can't calculate the out-of-pocket costs. We're having trouble getting our computer systems. So the Obama administration delayed it for a year. This is really, to me, very disappointing that they delay this provision, which was to protect individuals. So under the policy, the new policy, many group health plans will have separate out-of-pocket limits. And if they didn't have a limit, if the sky was the limit, the sky is still the limit. Well, they have to cover pre-existing condition, but they don't have to have a limit on it. So if you had a, for example, rheumatoid arthritis drug or a multiple sclerosis drug that perhaps cost $100,000 a year, it's unconscionable how much those drugs cost, but they're very specific, and they took a long time to develop, so the companies justify their price on that. But imagine you had no limit on your drug policy. Well, you still would have no limit. This kind of drug policy can obviously cause you to go into bankruptcy and cripple you and cripple your ability to get health care. So one of the great things about the law was that it was going to limit this so that you couldn't or wouldn't go have more than $6,300 or $12,700 limit. But now they've delayed that, which to me is a very, very bad thing. And remember, last month, the White House also announced a one-year delay in enforcement of another major provision of the law, which required larger employers to offer health coverage to full-time employees. To me, this is, you know, they're listening to big employers and to big insurance companies, not caring about the individual. These are very two bad things, I think. Now, one of the other things, the good things, though, in fact, there are some things that have gone into effect in the law that I didn't even know about. So one of them is the law requires coverage for children. We've gone over how important dental health is to your overall health. That is, periodontal disease of your gums relates to your risk for diabetes, your risk for miscarriage, your risk for heart disease, stroke, memory loss, even impotence. And earlier this week, a study on the dental disease, that is the bacteria in the mouth that gets your gums, also being associated with colon cancer risk. Well, it turns out that the dental policy, you have to cover kids under the age of 18, and there is a maximum amount of cost for this. It's $1,400 for a family or $700 for a coverage of two or more children in the same family. And so that it mandates this, and they have not delayed that. So there are some good things, but it is very disappointing that they are delaying some of the big provisions. And I think that's one of the, at least in my mind, that's one of the top news stories of the week. Another news story came out this week from social media. They said, what did they find on social media caused behavior change in people? And what they found was the thing, you know, it wasn't games that people were playing. It wasn't challenges. It was, in fact, cold cash. People who bet on weight loss lost many more pounds, 11 pounds on average, than people who didn't bet, didn't have money at risk. That is, even the same group, same peer pressure, but when money was at risk for the whole group or when money was at risk for the individual, they actually lost the weight. Now, what sustains it? Well, there's some really wonderful, the petroleum company showing, and from, if you will, IBM, and from our own Cleveland Clinic, showing that what sustains it, when you get those changes, yeah, financial incentives really can make people change behavior, but what sustains it is when it becomes internal, when people feel so good that they've made the change and feel healthier, feel more energy, feel more vigor for life, then they maintain the change. So some very important data from social media, even on the social media sites when people have been playing games, etc. It wasn't the games that cash that got them to actually to start that change. Occupational cancer, now the leading cause of compensated work-related deaths in Canada. Interestingly, it relates to asbestos and lung cancer, and mesothelioma is the leading cause. The leading cause of disability in the United States still is cigarettes. And at the same time that's happening, outdoor anti-smoking bans have some people very annoyed that they have the ban. I don't think so. In other words, this is what causes you to have sickness, and is it smoking and secondhand smoke? How much does secondhand smoke matter? We'll get to that in a few minutes.
Hi, this is Melanie Cole, show host here at Radio MD and a mother of two. I want parents to know about Great Start Life Insurance offered by Guaranty Trust Life Insurance Company. Great Start ensures the future insurability of your children. Now, what does that mean? Too often, people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards can preclude them from receiving life insurance, and that can cause a lot of problems. But by insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your children, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out all about the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to GreatStartGTL.com and see for yourself why Great Start is, well, a great start for your kids. Peace of mind at GreatStartGTL.com. That's GreatStartGTL.com. For the Great Start Plan, go to GreatStartGTL.com.
Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois.
You still rely on sugar or caffeine for energy? B12 is known as the energy vitamin. It nourishes your body, supporting mental function and vitality. Problem is, B12 is hard to absorb. Did you know a recent study showed almost 4 out of 10 people had B12 levels in the low normal to deficiency range? This applied to both young and old, even those with adequate meat intake. So, it isn't just vegans or older folks who need to be concerned. Until now, the alternative was getting a shot at the doctor's office. What if we had a B12 offer that was simple? Liposomes deliver B12 painlessly. No doctor visit. Why not discover what B12 can offer you? Drink the new liposomal form. Right now, you can get a bottle for 50% off at B12offer.com. This limited time B12 offer is unique and it's easy. Just go to B12offer.com for 50% off. That's B12offer.com.